More than 50 years away from home, Senegalese soldiers that fought wars for France in the 20th century are returning to their homeland after the French government agreed to give them the right to full pension in Senegal.
I am overjoyed to see my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. I am home, finally.
Almost a quarter of a million Africans fought for France. They were known as the Tirailleurs Sénégalais. 85-year-old Insalé Sey was one of them, while he was awarded a medal for his service. The French state gave him a fraction of his pension, 40 years after retirement. A bitter injustice, Sey says.
I have mixed feelings about my experience. Freedom, equality and fraternity, the French motto, was for us only a symbol. It wasn't there in practice. We were humiliated because of the color of our skin.
Between the train station and the port is this statue known as Demba and Dupont, representing a white and a black soldier arm in arm. Here, hundreds of thousands of Africans left on ships to fight a war far from home. It's more than a symbol, but a tribute to black Africans that lost their lives to free Europeans. And many believe that this is a chapter of history too often overlooked. Historians believe the Tirailleurs were instrumental in liberating southern France during World War II, but were stopped from entering Paris. Commanders replaced them with white soldiers.
The role of the African man in history has always been minimized. I think it's unfair that France failed to recognize the contribution of Africans when France was on its knees and humiliated.
Many veterans died without getting the recognition and compensation for their contribution. With a growing anti-French sentiment in former French African colonies, for Sey, the return of war veterans is a victory for all of those Africans that lost their lives for France. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Dakar.